there's going to be a martial law. Obama is the last president that we're seeing, period. Things change.
What do you mean the last president? What happens?
There's not going to be another presidential election as far as we're seeing. Obama is the last president.
So you're saying we will not have a 2016 election?
Correct.
Well, who's going to govern? Who's going to lead?
Chaos. Just,
are we going
I
back
don't,
to
I don't know what. I have not looked past 2014, and there's too much happening, confluence of events. And it's just too chaotic for me to put it. I have no time to put the to look that way and try to put things together.
Are you talking Mad Max?
Oh yes, in many parts of the world, and in the U.S. We've been pretty spoiled for a long time in a lot of different ways, but that's going to end very quickly.
All right,
when the power goes out and the food's not on the shelves. Yes.
Are we going to have other Fukushimas, Ed?
Yes. Uh-huh. Especially when we're going to have other accidents, too. That's why this sanctuary work that I've done for clients allows me to see where these zones are that are safer from these kinds of terrible tragedies in the very near future. But Fukushima is a disaster beyond belief. Those maps that other people have done were related to pole ships. I am not talking about a pole ship, although, believe it or not, we do perceive that idea in the future, and we don't know how long in the future, but it is coming. So, no, this is specific to solar influences, the impact of them, plus radiation plumes. That's these areas, too. And what I'm going to give maps of out at those two speaking engagements are the zones, the impact zones that are the most dangerous. That we know of.
Is there any place to hide, Ed? I mean, realistically,
yes,
people are stuck in areas. You know, they can't leave their jobs.
Oh, yeah. No. Many people are going to be faced with the Mad Max scenario. Many people are going to be faced with these kind of things. And of course, I know that. There's old people living in cities that are not going to be able to get out. Yeah. And no, it's not going to be. It's not going to be a happy situation when the power goes out, and when unprecedented events happen in the sky, and when you're trapped in the city because the Department of Homeland Security or somebody else says you can't leave. You know what I mean?
And that could happen.
It will happen.
Quick review. You're concerned about the kill shot. Are we talking about this year, Ed?
I'm talking about when that comet, that Ison comet, that Ison group's discovered
comet Ison, that's right,
passes through in the winter. At that time, they start getting ready. Get ready. And I feel that if I'm not in place this year, especially by the spring of 2014, then I'm not going to be able to make it.
You know, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this one.
Well, I expect you to. You would. But that is the best that I can do, and that's what I'm doing for myself.